Okay, Friday, went through the Ramban. Just want to make a number of very simple points. By the time one reaches a certain level, yeshiva, expect a certain level of performance. Friday is a regular, for any bocher, Friday is a regular day. Friday went through the Ramban in great detail. And there were 50% of the bochum here, 50% of bochum not here. There's no reason for that. Motzei Shabbos is a regular seder. By the time, one thing is getting boys in Shir Aleph to adapt to a brand new concept. By the time bochum grow up, I expect them to have adapted already to a certain concept. I have a problem. I take the learning of Torah very seriously. Exceedingly seriously. By the time you reach a certain point, I hope that message should have penetrated. The learning of Torah is a very serious thing. Those younger lights who can be there Friday morning for Shir, I say regular Shir Friday morning from 11 to 12. I understand not every kol yom man can do it, but I think certain effort should be made. Now, there's the Ramban. We'll go through the Ramban again, a little more Rosh Hashanah, because we went through it in detail. Ramban begins with a simple question. And now, there's a very certain, very subtle things happening in the Ramban. The problem with Ramban is very deep, and certain things that were clear to him, he didn't always explain so because it was very clear to him. And we're not on that level, and therefore we have to sort of struggle to understand. That's Misfekim Afkinim Amona. Now here he says a number of very interesting things. What did the Gemara think? The Gemara knew that there's a halacha motzim mechaber all of a riot. Question is, what do you do in the case of Bari Vishema? What is the case of Bari Vishema? The case of Bari Vishema, we pask, this is machokas in the Gemara, we pask an ukam amona becheskes morei. And Kushazu, the Kashle Hechi Evshaloma Kenyo Kaimalon, we pass Rav Nachman, this says the boy of Hashemah, we don't, we Okamon, we shum the Islam Lutuvim Masnitin, Lamina Lehema Teve Tuf, the Rav Nachman, why didn't the Gemara ask from this mission against Rav Nachman? Say Potter. Okay. Gemara says, Romi Gezel al Gezel, to me alone. Came to the Hedic Tony Law, Motor of Tarifin. Am I actually listening? Never let me boy. Okay. He says, okay. Drop away the Matarids. The Matarids had a suffix. I mean, why did Mastin Rab Tarifin? Shum Dick Tony, how did he know the mission is going to Rab Tarifin? Well, the Hochum is Tabak Kapash, the Motor Bar Rab Tarifin. Now, Uperish Rabba. Now, this is the key and critical part within the Ramban. Farik Meikar Mishum De Ovad Yisua. Inami Mishum De Havale Lemedak. He says, apparently, if I would just take what he says here on the face of it, they're two separate things. Havale Lemedak and Ovad Yisua. Look more beduchto, but bolotzes hidei shemayim. Mishum. Very careful what he says here. This is a critical line. The kevin lo, now we're talking within Reb Tarfon. Kevin lo gozal vadai lo avad yisur din tiknase alma afil bolo yitzu shemayim pot elam ken tovea bebori kidi yit mahosom. What does he say? Reb Tarfon did not make a knas with bolot says yidei shemayim. Now, what is he talking about? He's talking about that. Where did Reb Tarfon make a knas of bolot says yidei shemayim? Where Reb Tarfon didn't make a knas of bolot says yidei shemayim? So, if it's not clear, the kevin lo gozal vadai. So we do not have a vada avera. He didn't make a knas the thickness say of fuel bolo lishan pot. Okay. So what is he saying? Ramban says, what is the machlokas at this point between Reb Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva at this point of the Gemara? That Rabbi Akiva were Ovid Isura, they made a knas, it's Yotze B'dayonim. According to Reb Tarfon, Vaday Ovar Avera, they made a knas, Bolotz Yidei Shemayim. And where it's not Vaday Ovar Avera, they never made a knas, Bolotz Yidei Shemayim. So it comes out Luchora from this line in the Ramban. It's a whole different way of understanding the Machlokes in Reb Tarfon and Reb Akiva. What does it mean, Bolotz Yidei Shemayim? That they made a knas, but there are different types of chiyuvim and schusei momen. Some schusei momen are given to Gvia Bebezdin, and some are not given to Gvia Bebezdin. Will Bezdin be mechayiv him? No. Those of you who learned Shvuos Hadayonim last year, no, on Daf Mem, where you talk about Shvuos Heses, Yordan L'chosim, and Yordan L'chosim. The Gemara brings in there a machokas between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbonon, Metzias Chever Shotav Akotin, Yeshu Gezel, Midarke Sholem, or Gezel Gomer Devrayim. The Gemara says, what's the difference? The Mechas Nanichse. Means according to the Rabbonon, there is when Metzias Chever Shotav Akotin, he has kinyonim, those kinyonim are not enforceable in Bezdin. Rabbi Yossi says, there's no such thing. You either have kinyonim or you don't have kinyonim. The Gemara applies the same thing. If I have a Shuas Hesis, I ask you for 100, and you say zero, you have to take a Hesis. So it means and if you don't have it, don't take a Hesis. If it's a motor mix, for instance, you refuse, you have to pay 200, 100, you have to pay the whole thing. But if it's a Hesis, 100 and zero, you take a Hesis, and you refuse to take a Hesis. So what do? How do you enforce it? Gemara says, Yordan Chos, that means, and the Gemara compares it to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbanan. What does that mean? There's a chi of mammon. In the case of Metzias Chever Shotav, it is kinyanim that are not enforceable in Bezdin. Here it's chi of mammon that are not enforceable in Bezdin. So, and we pass, and there are such a thing as chi of mammon not enforceable in Bezdin. There are kinyanim that are not enforceable in Bezdin. But Bolat Shemayim, you have to do it. Now, comes along the Ramban and says there's such a thing as a knas that's not enforceable in Bezdin. And that goof is a machlokes between Reb Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says no, it's enforceable in Bezdin. Reb Tarfon doesn't agree that there's a knas, but it's not enforceable in Bezdin. However, that's only in the case of Vaday Gozal. Lo Vaday Gozal, what's the halacha? There's no class whatsoever. That's the way the Ramban says it at this point. Now, at this point, one may have assumed he's making a difference between with his Aveira and Havelei LeMeidak. We'll see he disallows that later. Now he has a problem. He goes, there are 200, I go over, there's two, I know I have a pigotten, and there are three people. And they were all there simultaneously. Three people all there simultaneously, and they know that there was only a pigotten of 300, and each one asked for 200. So for each one, he says, I owe you 100, I don't know. Now the Ramban has a problem, all Rishon had a problem. Why is there a Nishba Venota? It's simply, each case is a simple case of Chamshin Yodayna, Chamshin Lo Yodayna. Ramban has two terutzim, and he's going to keep two terutzim and play with them as he goes through. First teretz, no. Deleka hocha din shua lo rami shua rachmana lakova ma'akim wa mechaber la'atzma. Why? And he takes the Gemara Daf Gimel very seriously. What does the Gemara say? That there's a stira between one chazok and another chazok. Ein adam torn ken geish lo walav. Ein adam mez parv nevechoro. The moment you have a motor b'miktsas, you lose ein adam mez parv nevechoro because the possibility is to move to kamish tamish me. So there's a chiyav shua kidei heicha delode. The purpose of the shvua is he's lost his nemonis and you want him to be molded in case he's saying a non-truth. But that is if he's saying a non-truth. But here, what's he molded? He admits the 300 doesn't belong to him. He's not holding on to anything for himself. And therefore, there's no makom for that shvua. The whole thing is when he holds on to something for himself, you want to force him to swear to see if he, because there's a chashash, maybe he's not telling the truth. Okay. That's why the Gemara discussed the chashash and mono chashash was. Gemara b'metziyat av gimel. Okay. Od yesh loma, I have a different pshat. Very different pshat. And later on, he's going to play with these two pshatim, you'll see. The Iketain or Kfir Hani Ben Amafkidim. No, what is it? Hamod Bichi Umat Idinim. According to the Halacha, Meiniach Meiam Estalu. Vehainu Chazor De Mechuyev Bo. Wait a second. What do you want him to pay? 200. Wait 1 second. Says the Ramban. I'll even. I'll make it sharper. He doesn't say it. He doesn't need it. But the Ramban. You want him to pay money. Wait a second. Was he a posheya? That he has to... When does the chiv moment begin? The moment you're a posheya. But he's not a posheya. Why? He's putting the money down in front of him. Harei shechol lefanecha. Now, is he talking krichach? He's talking even shtei krichos. Could be. Ha'komod b'chiyuvo. V'idina mishan l'chol echad. Who? Lema le'marchli. He says, what about according to the Madon, what's his Bari Vishama? Wait a second. Who that you say Bari Yadif? Here it's not. I fulfill everything by putting it down on the table in front of the two of you. He hasn't gotten it. Is he talking only in Krichachas or in Shtei Krichas? We'll see as he goes on. But he said, one, he's talking that he doesn't get into the issue of Mikhaim Hizchiyav HaShavah. Second, he says, wait a second. I'll get into the issue of Mikhaim Hizchiyav HaShavah. And once I'm Mikhaim Hizchiyav HaShavah, according to the Ramban, I'm finished with any Chiyav moment. Remember what the Ramban said in Kipi. What did the Ramban say in Kipi? That even after I pay the Mikhaim Hizchiyav HaShavah, everything goes off. There's no Chiyav moment. And here he says, I'm a Kaimer Chiyav HaShavah. But the question is, he saying it only in case of Kriyachach and Shtei Kriyachach? That we'll have to see. But Zelma Masayim Shali, Zelma Masayim Shali, Nivka Mechuy Vishwein Yochol Yishav Mashalim. He says, why is not any of the... And he says, no, he's not. For two reasons. One, the whole mode of mixes doesn't work. Second of all, he fulfilled everything he's supposed to fulfill. There's Chiyav HaShavah, there's no Tfiyah on him. You have something, fight it out between the two of you. Could both of you agree that I'm not high of anything more than 300. Now, Dakin Bakuri Shmait Amam Sapkim Afkin Mor Al Kriagav, Yorkim Afkin Koshkin. I'm there by Kashili Almom Svegim Afkin Mamona. He said, it's a problem, according to Rav Nachman says, Bori Vishemo, Am Svegim Afkin Mamona. Lekalamema came to the Gozal Echo Mehe. Mehe, Dam Yolo. Don't say it's any yodem parait. The whole of Ramya clown. We all the hachi hege polygraph of tarif. We glamember Rav Nachman Sfir Lake Rav Shimon ben Elazar. Now what's the machlok between Rav Shimon ben Elazar? Rav Shimon ben Elazar says that the machlokas of Kiva of Tarfin is only in the case of Baal, not in the case of Kiddush. And the Nafkamina is Lokach Chamisha B'nai Adam. I'm a husband of Yvam, Lonech Rav Tarfin, Rav Kiva, Al Shalok B'chamah. Today, it's only Rav Aveir. The Rav Hun of Rav Yudas for Le Ketana Kamad, Rav Shimon Olazah. Avon Kacha, Mekach, that it's even if not, then I'm a... Can tell you what goes to come, my sechoser echo. That kati tmiyali. On Milo, Ukmul, Rav Nachman, Rav Huna, Gatanoi. Why is it sent to Machogas Tanoim? Lo itu lo begmara klau. Ikal mem bishum, Rav Nachman, Omalucho, Ano, the army of Tanakam and Nam. A few of a keep. Srile da fil belokach conas. Heavily the Maydak. Wait a second. Ramban just has tipped us off. Yeah, there's going to be a knas, there's a vagrant in every ikalita medak. He's going to spell it out later as much as he spells out in the tshuva. So what's the halacha? If there is a knas only in the case of lokach, why is that naver or not? Have they made that or not? Okay. Actually, Abai the Rabba, Mashma, the Abai of the Rabba, let's relate the Knoss. They don't think it's a Knoss. The question is, Novel Abayas. Novel Abayas. It's not a question of anyone doing Avera. No one did anything. It's just they don't know who. I'll leave it to Tanakam. So they're asking, according to Tanakam, Rav Shimon Elazar. I feel the lokach plea. So they do lekel, and it's not because of Knas. I've got action with the rabbi, Don Perkin, Shlochan. So, okay. Ulim Piske, the Halach Hilchas. According to Psach Halach. Kotze Rabbeinu Agodol. Halachik, Rabbe Kiva. Ali b'der Reb Shimon ben Elazar. Halacha is like Reb Akiva calling Reb Shimon ben Elazar. When you're midvarav, the Shaykh lebed Reb Nachman, the Omer Mesveka lo mafkinim amonu, the Belokach leka lemik, Belokach there is no knas. So I'm asking the Hatsang Reb Shimon ben Elazar Asya. And that's the Maskon of the Gemara. I'm asking the Hacha, the Ktonik Omer Lashnayim Gozalti, Esechon Mekemoneh, he told two, I was gozel from you, Amona. Ktoni shahoda me piyatsmu, the alma me shum, the bolotsa shite shamayim chayev. Il lo bolotsa shamayim lo. Avagav ikla miklas, erb shimon alotsa nami modabo. Kol hecha de havi shema vishema lo. Lo, erb shimon alotsa, misaykim afginim amona. Afil hecha de ikla miklas, elba bor vishema. Says a very, very simple thing. But be careful what he's saying here. Be very careful in these words that he's saying. Mishum the bolotz as he did shemayim chayev lobot. And there's a knas. So he says, if I say, it's telling, If I come to Beis Din and I say, what am I Alpi Din Chayev? They say, Alpi Din Yechayev Nothing. But he says, I want to be a tzaddik in Bolot Sidei Shemayim. Say, we're giving you a knas. Now, here we're going to get into this knas. Who imposes the knas? Chazal made a takon of the knas, or the Beis Din at that point imposes the knas? Very, very big difference. If Chazal made a takon of knas, wait a second, are we go over knas b'zman hazeh or not? If the Beis Din at that point imposes knas, so that means Chazal empowered any Beis Din to impose that knas. The moment Chazal imposed any Beis Din, the power to impose a knas has nothing to do with the general law. We're not going over knas, because the specific Beis Din can't impose a knas. The pashas of him, that's where he disagreed with the Raven. If Beis Din imposed, both poses a knas. And if he says, I want to boil that Shemayim, Beis Din imposes a knas. But they can't collect it. He doesn't say, I want to be low balls as a Shemayim Beis Din, doesn't impose a knas. It's a very strange halacha. I don't understand it. Like what's happening here. If I say I want to be a bad boy, Beis Din says, okay, you can be a bad boy. We're not going to tell you. We're not going to impose a knas on you. Say, I want to be a good boy. Okay, I'm going to slam you with a knas. A little funny. And so you'll say, no, Chazal instituted a knas. And when did they institute a knas? Let's just read what he says. The b'chol heichad they have a shema v'shema. Lo, Arab Shimon al-Masvek and Mafkin and Mamona. The heichad yik l'miknase. B'bor v'shema. Yom ha-hochim. Masin Shema Vishema, Ukhlak and Miknas. There's no Knas. Kaven Shabalot Sidei Shemayim. Can't see anything. Those words create a very strange idea in my mind that he says it. Lo Yerarati L'Sof Daito, what that means. If I come to Beis Din, I say, tell me what I'm a Chuyev to do. And says, we're not going to impose a Knas on you. He comes. Now, don't think that this knas is the form of tshuva for the averi he did. Because what are we talking about? We're talking about even mekashe debia. That averi is far long gone and has nothing to do with anything. It's that we give a knas where the chiv is a result of avera. So it has nothing to do with the averi. That's long gone. Now, it's a very strange thing the Ramban is telling us here. I still haven't totally digested it. Raya, what's the raya? Hizalticha, the Eini Odem Hechzatiloch. What is the haloch of Eini Odem Paraiti? The Ubolot Zide Shemayim. So what's the haloch? He takes. Avalobot Zide Shemayim Potu. I will call Heichadu who Shema v'Shema lo kansinin. Wait 1 second. What does the word mean? Any day in Praiticha. That means I know I stole, and I don't know whether or not I paid. Mar says, and if the other person is not a tovea, bolot zidei shemayim. Who in the world said that? Now, is that only in the case of Gesel? Or that's also in the case of other things? Lokach mechamisha b'nei Adam, I took from 5 people, and I don't know who I took from. So, that's any of them. It's chayavti, but any of them praticha. I don't know if I stole, and I don't know whether I paid you. Bolotzes, the Gemara says Bolotzes de Shemayim. Why is it a knas? What does it mean, kansinenle? Well, what's the part? Alma kolayim who shem of shem lo kansinen. Stam asin Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Shem ben Lotzim says because Rabbi Ben Agadol will chos that kinet dektani shod with neyat but bolotz de shemayim aski. Veichat tovil lebori. Let's say the time is bori. Chaminav ifke gabe. Now I'm b'shtek. That means one of two people gave me pika, and I don't know who. Or shtei kriches. Av v'shalo botzu. Let's say shemayim chayv l'sham kol echad. Afilu Rab Nachman. Why? And here he says, the command the avat isura domi. Spells it out exactly as he says in the tshuva. Havelei l'medak is an aveira. I'm fool. I'm sloppy with somebody else's money. Ho, Havelei l'medak. He says it black and white here. Hecha de b'shem v'shem v'bolat zedek shemayim ba'alma potter. Hocha kan sin alem, yishum knots v'machayvim v'lashan kol echa lot zedek shemayim b'bori v'shem anami kan sin alem. And Rabbi Zalman adds the words midina. Chori is right. Rabbeinu Agadol Nami. Okay, now he's not so sure. He says, Rabbeinu Agadol Nami. Ukma Masin Diktoni Zeoma, Mosaim Zeoma, Mosaim, Shaliki Shehivkit Etzlo, Bekrach Echot Ukadaraba. Ama Bishtei Kruchos Chai, Vishan, Kol Echot Vechot, Av Bishalo Bo Lotzes Yidei Shamayim. He has a suffix. What is his suffix? His suffix is, in the case of Pikadon that he pays, kol echad v'yechad, is it Medina or chayv lotzes yidei shamayim? Medin knas or not? He already has tipped us off that he very bodily thinks being sloppy with someone else's money is enough reason to give a knas. Shtei kriyos chayv l'sham kol echad av bishol bolotz to save the masnim din. Oh, and he isn't so sure. Shalom, Hechad Ifkid Gabe Krachechot, Avishu Bori Vashem, came in the evil of Posh, Minu Gormi Anav Shayim, Avishu Bolotse de Shemayim Pot, Lodom Limon Rebiot Halom, any of the Chai Bots of Shemayim. So me each Sovig Gohotso, Choish Benavshe, Besofik Zelo. Now he tells us another major Chiddush. Monali biyodcha. I lent you 100. I don't, maybe you did, maybe you didn't. So what's Allah motzmi chaver al varaya? That is as far as Bezin goes. When you say motzmi chaver al varaya, that means, therefore, it's mine 100%. He says, v'chol apochas here, bolotz yidei shemayim, not a knas. What is it? Mikir adin. Why? It's a sofa gzela. But, Sofek Zev. Yeshlom Hashab b'dini Odom b'shtei kriuchos chayev v'chein kozov harambam hasvardi sal. So what does he tell me? Tells me, A, that shtei kriuchos, paying both, is medina. Medin knas, because he did an avera, and that is the shitas harambam. The Rambam in Pikadon doesn't mention Knas as we noted before. Okay. Now, so what is he? He has a suffix. What is his suffix? A very simple suffix. His clown of being sloppy with somebody else's money is enough of an avera to mechayev the Knas or not. So the Rambam says it is. Now he's going to say not only the Rambam says he is. The Rif says, how do I know the Rambam? Because the Rambam doesn't say Bolot Sasideh Shemayim number one, and there's another reason. The other reason, the Rambam says in case of Bikon, each one takes a shvu of Nishba Venotel. That's not Bolot Sasideh Shemayim. That's Bezin's Machayev the shvu. Now, if you take a look, where did the Rambam get the shvu from? The Rambam didn't invent the shvu. The Rambam says what? Rambam says what? That I got it from the Rif. Take a look in the Rif. The Rif only mentions Shua in terms of Gezel. He doesn't mention Shua at all in the case of Pikotin. So now he wants to prove that the Rif is going to agree with him that being sloppy with someone else's money is an Aveira. And because of that, you have to, there's a room for a Knas. And there's Nishba Venotel, and Chai B'dini Yodem, not only wants to see the Shemayim. That's what he does in the next paragraph. Let's see what he says. V'kash l'lokach nami, hevelei l'meidak, lokash, the cave in the Rami Mekach B'yi. Not having l'meidak. Pikodin came to his mama Ruba, who have it. No, it's not on the spot. People are going to come, they're going to forget. They're standing there, you're in the shuk, say, here. And he took from one, and it was the whole confusion there in the shuk. Everyone's jumping on him, buy from me. Teda. Chotzer echad shalokach, choder up tarfa, minyach b'neim, umestalek. Oh. And here's the difference. You know, the Rambam says, what does the Rambam say? The Rambam says, Chosid Echot. What is it? Why? Very simple. Rambam says, there's lots of Sidei Shemayim Medina, and then there's Lifnei Mishur Sadin. And he says, so that means not only he's taking the Gemara. The Gemara talked about a case that was Chosid Echad. Now, is it only a case of Chosid Echad? Well, that just happened to be the case. So what is? How does he interpret the Gemara? He interprets the Gemara how that Chosid Echad won a lot of Sidei Shemayim. Who lots the day Shemayim? But ubelokach hakayim lokar abtarf. Mashmanami. Why? Because in lokach there's no machlokas between Reb Tarf and Reb Akiva, according to Reb Shimon ben Elazar. Mashmanami to boil it. Have it came pluktai with Reb Shem lo shemin elu plukta klal. Reshmami no dafilu bori Reb Shem u bolotzi day Shemayim. But heichad leslich shash gzelik. What doesn't he like? Doesn't like the Rambam. Why? Because he says it's not only the case of Chosid Echad, in all cases, Bola it's the Sidei Shemayim. So what does he say? He says as follows. That if there's no Aveira, but I know that I'm chayev to one of them, there's no Aveira, meniach b'nei umestalek. Why? Because the suffix is a gezel. And if the suffix is a gezel, so bezin can't be mechayev. If there's a Vaday Aveira, Bezdin is Mechayev. Pikodin is a Vaday Aveira. Now, whether it is... Okay. Now, V'chein l'gabi kidi shecha mehei noshim. Lo have a little medek. Lo avdi noshim di'amri osik. He didn't have to think a woman whom he didn't marry is going to say he married her. Aber man sieht die Hoche, die Schambe und Schambe. Ich habe es zugegeben, aber ich habe gesagt, ich habe es gegeben. Ich habe es gegeben, ich habe es gegeben. Da lo alim le khazok be mamon va fil be sham be sham be sham knosu medine le kemam dom och im marsh le bay le de rab dom ok na so what do we have mashme ok So what do we have? We have, according to the Ramban, the following situation. Relatively straightforward situation. He says, first of all, our sugya has nothing to do with Hamshin Yudayna, Hamshin Lo Yudayna, for one of two reasons. One, because he puts it down, he can makayim his chiyav hashovah by putting down in front of him. Number one. Nothing to do with chamshin yudayna, chamshin lo yudayna. Now, therefore, in the case of shtei krichos, when he's a nishba v'notel, why is he a nishba v'notel? For one of two reasons. Either because he admits and everyone knows what is being that he only owes 300, so you can't, it's not forcing him to admit anything, number one. Okay, he's mekayim his chiyav hashovah. Even in case of shtei krichos by putting it down in front of him, because they know that's all there is, and he says, fight it up between the two of you. So, benkach hu benkach. Now, then he gets into a different question. Is when we say in Pikadon is that like Gesel or not like Gesel? Says it is like Gesel because it's an Aver in both cases. It's an Aver in both cases. It's an Aver in both cases. She says, once it's an Aver in both cases, what's the Aver in Gesel? Have a little Medak. It's an Aver. Where there is no Aveira, then Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Tarfon disagree only where there's an Aveira. Where there is no Aveira, they agree. Bolot says Yedei Shemayim, you have to do it. And it's in all cases, but not only the case of a chassid. He doesn't like the Rambam. So, why? Because it's a Sofer Gezel. It's a Sofer Gezel. If I owe money and I don't pay, it's Gezel. No. Where did he get this from? He got it from a Gemara. Bari Veshema. What's Halacha Bari Veshema? The Machlokes between the Rambam and Rambam. Bar Vishema, we say, Motimo Chavarol of Raya. Now, if you take a look in the Gemara in Baba Kama there, so, Bolot says, Yidei Shamayim Yechayev. The Rambam doesn't hold that. The Rambam doesn't hold the fact that someone's Toveya from me. We say, Motimo Chavarol of Raya. I'm not Chayev Bolot says Yishma. He's saying Chayev Bolot says Yishma and Bar Vishema. Therefore, any time there's a tree against me and I have a suffix about the tree against me, what is it? The suffix gezel. The moment of the suffix gezel, I have to pay. Bezin can't be mechayva. Also mechaver all of right. But that doesn't solve the problem according to the Ramban of a suffix gezel. Very, very clear. The Rambam, if you take a look at the Rambam, give me the Rambam Perek Aleph, Storm Venitin. Rambam is very clear. How does he interpret the Gemara there? פרק אלף הלוח החץ, מונה יש לי ביודך, בוודאי, הנית באומה אין יודע, שמה יש לך שם, הרי נית בניש פשוט סת שני יודע, ונפטר, כפי שלא חייב עצמו בוודאי, לכן כל כך לא רוצה בזה. מונה יש לי ביודך, מונה, אין יודע אם פרעתיך, I have to pay. What happens, אין יודע אם פרעתיך, without a tainus bari against them? The Tovei says, I don't know. Then you chayev lotzeh shishtei shema. So the Rambam interprets the Gemara there in Baba Kama that differently. If I know there's a vaday chiyuv, I don't know if I'm potter, so I admit to my vaday chiyuv. And there's no Tovei, so then Baba lotzeh shishtei shema. That's how the Rambam interprets the Gemara of Baba Kama. The Ramban interprets the Gemara of Baba Kama in every bar of Hashem lotzeh shishtei shema. So they have what's the Rambam talking only about the case of Chosed Echad. Lokech Echad Michamisha B'nai Adam. To each person, it's a Bari V'Shema. So therefore, Lotzei Yidei Shemayim applies to that. And there's no Machlok between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Tarfon. Now, according to the Ramban, there are three separate levels in the Machlok, in Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Tarfon. What is Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Tarfon saying? That in the case of Vadei Aveira, which includes, because he's following the Rambam and the Rifan, that both Gzele and Havelei Lameda, so Rabbi Kiva says, Chai B'din Ayodam, and there's a Kmidin Knas, Rabbi Tarfon says, Bolos Sidei Shammai, it's a Knas, but not Nitlik V'yaz Best. In the case, no Aveira, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Tarfon both agree that, well, that's not because of a knas anymore. That's because of Sofer Gezel. What happens if it's a Shema V'Shema, they didn't make a knas. Except if he, that's what I still don't, can't figure out what he says here. He says Shema, they didn't. And then he says here, in Piska, cause Rabin, he says, in Shema V'Shema there's no Knas, but if it comes to Besdin, then they'll impose a Knas. I still don't, that's the one thing I don't understand. And that the Ramban is a very, very clear sheet, straightforward. No, and he tells exactly, and whatever he doesn't say here, he explains in the Tshuva. Now, with this in mind, there's a Rashba. The Rashba doesn't like the Ramban. The Ramban has thrown out Chamshin Yodayin and Chamshin Lo Yodayin completely. And the Ramban has told us, Havelei Lameda, Lo Havelei Lameda is a whole different thing. Everything different than the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't know the whole thing of Havelei Lameda. Ramban says, it's not because of Pshiyusa, it's because of Bari V'Shema. What is the Ramban talking about there? Ramban says like this. If I, Chamshin Yodayin, Chamshin Lo Yodayin. So in Yomachoyim Shua, that means your Nemonis is not complete. And if there is an extra factor undermining your Nemonis, that Havelei Lameda, you should have known and didn't know. So therefore, that will combine, and like every bar of Hashemah. So you don't look Mechuyiv Shmei Ocholi Shavu Meshach. What's bar of Hashemah? Bar of Hashemah is a simple, straightforward halacha. Bar of Hashemah is a straightforward halacha. That's not enough Nemonis to Motzi Momen. You throw in an extra factor that further undermines his Nemonis. So then, Bari Odif. That's how the Ramban learns Mitok Shen Yochali Shova Mashiach and Havelei Lameda. It's not of a knas of a pshia that I did. Not because of Chash Ramos. Okay. This is how the Ramban viewed everything. Now, comes along the Rashba, I don't like it. He says, it is Chamshin Yodan and Chamshin Loidan. What is the basis of our Mishnah? Chamshin yadayna, chamshin lo yadayna. Then we're going to get into a problem. So why do you have to have a shvuah? So what does he do with the Ramban's reasoning? He says, no. Because here he ends up holding on to that mona. Now there is, in general, machlokas. When you say, Yehei Munach, where's Yehei Munach? In Besdin or in by the Shomer? Take a look in Mabakama Dav Kuf Gimel Amar Aleph, says Tosus. It's by Besdin. By Besdin. Okay, so then the Rashba doesn't get started. I have to understand where that machlokas comes from. He says, no, Yehei Munach means where? By the Shomer. Wait a second. Maybe the Shomer has a cheshbon. I don't want him to get back. Maybe he has a cheshbon. If he gave up all the 300, the Ramban is right. But he's keeping 100. And he has the Gemara Slam Dinrim, Tav Dalet Amud Beis. Wait one second. Not so simple. What are we talking about there? We are talking about a halvor. It's a very big difference between halvor. Why? In halvor, I get to use the money. And because it's stuck, I have nothing I can do with the money. But he... Well... Maybe he wants to steal it. He says, if I'll say 100, I'll have to take a shvua. This way I say, I owe an extra 100 to one of you, I'll get out of a shvua and I'll be able to steal it. Okay. Kati lo nichli. He says, I still don't like it. He says, maybe not, maybe not. He says, maybe not. Lo nechli. Mishum tami demar, afilu hifkilo b'shtek v'chus yeh potter. What according to the Ramban, b'shtek v'chus? Wait one second. B'shtek v'chus is a whole different thing. B'shtek v'chus is because of Rabbi Kiva. So here the Rashi begins showing you Pikad may not be, it could be, maybe, and you'll see how he's going back and forth. Pikad may be different than the case of Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Tarfon. Maybe very different. Otherwise, he couldn't get started with his kasha on the Ramban. So Ramban says, don't tell me, Ramban has said, it has nothing to do with the Chur Shrein Yochali Shav HaMashah, nothing to do with the Chamshin Yadayin and Chamshin Lo Yadayin, nothing to do with it. So comes the Rashman and says, you know, the Sugim Pikadon has nothing to do with anything, except because it's the Chur Shrein Yochali Shav HaMashah. Forget Rabbi Kiva, forget Rabbi Tarf.
So he says,
wait a second. I am of the opinion, I disagree with the Rambam, that is only a case of Havel Medak. And here that's the difference. It's all difference. Nothing to do with anything. Nothing to do at this point has nothing to do bachlau with anything that Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Tarfon are talking about bachlau. Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Tarfon are just irrelevant here. Hainu time is from the cave into our lake, Dide Ramel Meida, Velo Yoda, Chashvin Ale Poshea, Chodolo Yodana Pshusahu. So now the word Poshea is not a din in Shomrim. It's a din in what? In Marabimixas. that wherever I should know and I don't know, for some reason, imoda b'mitzas, I'm chayiv. Now, he hasn't fully explained it yet, but he's telling you, he's shifting the whole focus away from where the Ramban was. He says, what? He says, I don't have to get in Ramban, Zchi of Hashova. I don't have to get in any of that. What am I talking about? He says, what I'm talking about is very simple. That is it Chamshir Dain or not? So look, I have a klal in Mechuyu Shmei Yochul Yishova Mishalim. That's the whole thing. Nothing else is happening here except pure motor b'mitzvahs. That's all. The only thing that's occurring here. Elo dekati glamedek. But that's still not so clear. Why came my had the Amale Ravina Ravashi the Kami, Amar Rava Koshtekurus have a little maida. Rava Pershu, Beshevkido Etzel Roa Zetle of Zeshnai, Likishtekrikos, a Kosh Perisham Rashi. So what's one have to do with the other? Adra, who have a Likshu, Hekimots the Mema? He should have said, have a little maida. And if that's each one. So what's the Kosh? So when I gave a simple pshat in the sugya, the simple pshat in the sugya doesn't work. The first masin shema v'shemu could have came to law b'bol tzidah shemai. Wait a second. And then he said, no, maybe our Mishnah is not, had nothing to do with the whole thing. Now he's trying, maybe he's backing off of the whole thing. He says the Mishnah is talking about shema v'shemu. So it's certainly nothing to do with motor b'mitzvahs. Nothing to do with motor b'mitzvahs. And Shema v'Shema, is it to do with bolot zidei shemayim? Hinami d'ro b'Shema v'Shemi, bolot zidei shemayim kukashli. Umay shnayim shefkidu etzel roa echod mishnayim. Ukamasnim d'betle echod hi. Hinami mashma hocha b'duchta. It's not that two people gave it, one gave. And we don't know who. Pirsha Ravitza. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll continue going through and we'll summarize at the end how the whole sugya looks. According to the Rambam, we now understand the way the Ramban explains the Rambam. The Rambam is very straightforward. In case of Pikadon, it's a knas. He doesn't say knas. Ramban says he means knas. Therefore, if he means knas, in the case of Ishus, he also means knas. He didn't say it. Fine. Why? The only question he had on the Rambam is why the Rambam's halacha is chosid echol. Lifnim yishur sadin. Min adin bar v'shema, I don't have to pay. It's a sofik gezel. Either the Rambam doesn't hold it's a sofik gezel, because motzi mechaver all of a raya, or if I don't know whether I owe money, I have to have a big... I said, maybe yes, maybe no. I have a suffix of Mugasin. But the other person says, I'm losing money because of you. It could be, I have a suffix on that suffix. I don't know. Rambam has a whole different thing. It's Nifni Mishur Sadin. There is no Chiyuv Midin. Even getting out of a sofer gezel, the Rambam doesn't hold this a sofer gezel. It could be once we pass the motzvah chaver all over right, that passing's gezel, as an idea I suggested in the very beginning. Okay, but that's the Ramban. The Rambam and the Ramban had a major disagreement in the sugya there in Baba Kama. What was the major disagreement? It's a very fundamental disagreement. If I have a sofer, if I owe you money, I don't owe you money. And you say, I do. Is there an in your suffix gezel? The halach is, is that only din in besin, or that's koveya, or the itzer gezel, or not? On that, the Rambam and the Ramban disagree. Okay.